Good afternoon. Welcome to our Norman Sports Slam program here today. As promised, we are joined by the new Phantom Lake Golf Club Pro, Chris Doyle. Chris Doyle taking over at the Phantom Lake Golf Club here, I guess, effective immediately. They're not quite open for business as of yet, but I know he's been on the job here for some time. Chris, first and foremost, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
I guess the first question I have for you is a little bit of your background, Chris, and tell us how you became the new pro.
Well, I've been in the business for 27 years. I've worked in Denmark for 7 years and started to like seasonal jobs where you are gung-ho for 7 months and you can take some time off. And when I was in Denmark, that allowed me to travel and see Europe, and this is going to allow me to have the time off and be able to see parts of Canada and go back to Europe. But really like working up north. The people are very friendly, and they like the golf. They enjoy their summers.
So you're from Europe originally then?
No, I'm actually from Vancouver.
Okay.
My wife's originally from Europe, so that's how we ended up there.
So how did you hear about the Flin Flon job, and take me back how it all worked out for you?
Well, basically, all golf clubs, if they usually will put an ad out on the CPGA website. And I saw the one here for Flin Flon, and I got in touch with the board, told them I'd be interested. We had a few interviews, and here I am.
So did you have a chance to come up and take a look at the club before you got the job, or did you agree to the job on the phone before even seeing the club?
Well, I went online and saw it online.
Right.
Which is how we, you know, you have to do things like that. So I didn't come up, but I've been north before, and it, like I said, it looked like a very nice club. And it's, you know, talking to the board, I'm very interested in working with juniors, so we're going to set up a big junior program here and try and get it running, and the board was very interested in that also, so looking forward to being able to do that this year in the summer.
It's a very interesting golf course with a rock landscape. Is this a really one of a kind? I mean, like you said, you're basically going on pictures, and I'm sure you've kind of looked around, although with the late spring, maybe you don't get quite a look at the courses you'd like to have. Is this a lot different landscape than what you've ever seen anywhere else?
It is. In Denmark, it was tall grass to define the fairways, and I mean tall. It was a waist high. You hit it in the rough, forget it. Here, it's from what I've seen, and there's a lot of the snow gone now, which is a bonus. You're going to hit it in the rocks, and you might get a favorable bounce, or you might never see the thing again.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting when it's up. I mean, having seen the scorecard and looked at it on web, it looks like a fun little course. You can either have a really good day or you'll be sitting there needing more golf balls.
And I'm sure you know as well, Chris, that it's one of the busiest nine, it might be the busiest nine-hole course in all of Manitoba.
No, I did see that. And like I say, we are looking to have lots of people out here this summer once we get up and going, and I'm looking forward to meeting all the members as well as all the guests that come out to play. We want everybody out.
Now you had a chance to be at the CFAR 590 Trade Leisure Show and Sale. That was a pretty good opportunity for you, from what I understand, to meet some people.
Yeah, it was a very good show. We met a lot of the members, met a lot of other people that are thinking about joining, and all we're waiting for now is a little warmer weather, a little cool this morning.
Yeah, it certainly is a little bit chilly, but hopefully before we know it, all the snow will be gone. We're ready to move ahead.
Yeah, we are hoping it needs to warm up.
Couple of quick questions for you, Chris, before we wrap things up here today. What was the thing about the job? What was the thing that really impressed you about applying for this job? What was it that really made you want to go after it?
Well, A, that you're going to be running the whole facility, that the board members talked about how keen the members are to help and get everything going in the club, and that they want to start a junior program and start to get more people out, younger people out to the club. I really am interested in working with the youth. It's the lifeblood of the game.
Right.
We've got to get them involved.
What type of a deal are you on for a certain amount of time? Are you taking it year by year? What kind of a contract do you sign?
I signed a 2-year contract with the understanding that I'm looking for long term, and that's what the board's looking for. So I'm assuming everything's going to run well, and I'll be here for many years.
One last thing for probably the most important question, probably a question that you're tiring of answering, but what is the projected opening date? Do you have one?
Well, as I said, we're our pie in the sky one would be the 15th of May, but we're hoping by May long weekend for sure.
Sounds good to me, and of course you're at the pro shop right now. I'm sure you're getting lots of calls.
Yep, there's lots of people. I'm here from basically 9 until 5 every day. People are welcome to drop out and say hi.
Sounds good to me. Chris, again, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the Fathom Lake Golf Club this year.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing everybody out.
That's Chris, the new pro at the Fathom Lake Golf Club, in today's Norman Sportsline program on CFAR 590.